She just started. I forgot to put the mic right in front of my face. Yeah. What's up? How's it going, everyone? Whew. I gotta say, I am recovering from some Thanksgiving meals. I definitely didn't eat as much. Oh, hi. My dog's making an appearance. Hi, Aspen. Aspen's doing fabulous. She ate her shit earlier today, so that's great. So something to work on. She had a little Thanksgiving feast herself. Got a lot of treats that she doesn't normally get, but hopefully, I don't know. Our trainer said that some dogs you just can't, no matter what you do, you can't train them to not eat their own shit. So I wonder if she's just the one that will forever do it. Sad. But we're trying. We're definitely trying. It's interesting because she stopped for a long time and we're like, okay, yeah, sick. Like, no more eating your shit. And recently it's started back up again and we try to stop her in the act, but she's slick, you know? We let her in the backyard. She's got kind of free rein and, you know, she comes in, look at her chops and you smell her breath and you're like, yeah, you just definitely ate your duty. But anyways, hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I'm still very full. And then we have a full fridge of leftovers. It's going to be insane. Definitely got to make one of those moist makers. If you don't know, it's friends. Look it up. Ross Geller. I believe it was Ross that did it. Ross Geller, the moist maker. I have my door open, which is right behind the camera and the TV. I barely can see it. I had the Sharks hockey game. Go Sharks, even though it's a very tough season. So feel free to roast me and the Sharks in the comments. But hey, born and raised Sharks fan, so you got to represent. But I just saw my dog sit on the couch and she's staring me down like, bro, what are you doing? Pay attention to me. So I'll try not to get distracted. But yeah, good Thanksgiving, low key, lots of great food. I wanted to try some non-alcoholic IPAs from Lagunitas and it was a bummer. It was a letdown because I absolutely love Lagunitas beer. It's a West Coast California company, Northern California to be exact. And I love their IPAs and, you know, I've had some non-alcoholic beers in the past, very recently, actually, maybe a month or two ago. And I can't remember the brand. One I do remember is the Heineken Zero one is really good. It tastes like Heineken, but the other ones I've had, they tasted pretty much like an IPA. And I mean, I know a lot of people, if you're listening, if you don't like IPAs, you're gonna be like, that's gross anyways. So, well, yeah. But this one was unfortunately just not good. So I don't know. Typically, I feel like, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, those dinner things, it's a nice time to kind of indulge not only in food, but, you know, a little whiskey or something like that. I did have a couple small sips of some whiskey. Really good. I got to remember what one it was because it was pretty damn good. But yeah, I don't know. I think it helped because it was an early night that I'm not absolutely just destroyed. The food it's made its way through already, but now it's kind of like the holy crap, what are you doing? Like I went to the gym this morning and it felt nice to be there. The turnout there was a little light, which makes sense. Cause I mean, I'm sure most people slept in like crazy and or are hungover. So hopefully if you're hungover listening to this or just food coma passed out, like just looking for something to listen to or watch, whether you're obviously on YouTube watching this or, you know, just listening. Hopefully this brings you some entertainment. But yeah, hopefully you all had a great Thanksgiving. Black Friday. It's kind of weird. Black Friday has turned into Black Friday week and a half. And then you go into Cyber Monday. So like you have so much time to spend your money. Like you don't have to just do it today, which I feel like, I mean, I don't know when that kind of shifted to where it was like the entire week and a half. But I know at some point I was alive when it was like Black Friday. It's like the only time you're going to go in. And I'm pretty sure that was when all those, what would you call that? Stampedes, people getting hurt. So maybe that's why they stopped doing that. I guess it makes sense. Like the doors are closed like until this time and then you can get in there. Wait, I think my dog's going crazy.
Aspen.
Aspen. Jeez. But yeah. Fun stuff. The, like I said, the Sharks game is on. I got myself some brewskis. I'm super pumped. I mean, I wasn't expecting to do this episode today. I was probably going to do it maybe tomorrow or the next because I was waiting on something for my light setup. Well, currently I only have the one light up here, which it's like a cool lantern thing, which is, it's pretty sick, professional looking. It's awesome. And I was waiting for like a boom arm to kind of have it more overhead. Before, I just had the one stand it was on and it was more just off to the side because I couldn't get it anywhere further. So I bought a boom arm. So it's like almost right above me. So kind of play with it. I kind of like how it looks. I did buy another light that, I mean, you can see the color behind me, but those are like, I think I might've gotten those from Amazon for like $30. It's like some piece of shit, like two lights. It's cool because you can connect it to your phone and change the colors. I will say, I think the last like one or two episodes or videos I posted, I forgot to even plug them in and turn them on. Well, that would make sense if I didn't plug it in or turn it on. Stupid. But yeah, I got a different light, which it's like 1 foot long thing. It's a much more expensive thing. Same company as the lighting rig I got above me. And it's, I don't know, it just looked way sicker or way more sick. Probably way more powerful because I would like to, you know, I want to, I don't know. The lighting situation in here is forever going to keep changing. Maybe until I just nail it down. But more lighting, and I just want it to look like legit. And I'm happy with how it looks now, but I feel like it always can be better. And again, if you're listening to this, hop on over to the YouTube, like and subscribe. And if you're watching this, like and subscribe. It'd be sick. Making steam in these videos, excuse me, or building steam, I guess I should say. It's still at that point where, like, I know, like, if you look at the views and such, it's, they're very low, but I'm still excited to like see it grow, and it's slow. But then again, I don't know. I'm a podcast that doesn't really have a niche, so it's like it's hard for like the same person to want to keep coming back. You know what I'm saying? But hey, if you do keep coming back and listening, I know there's a handful of people that I know personally that do let me know like, hey, like when's the next episode or you know stuff like that. Like, I mean, I obviously appreciate it. Segueing, I guess. I mean, coming from Thanksgiving, people stuff in their stomachs, getting super full. Bathrooms are, you know, working overtime today. Make sure you use your poopery. Spray that Febreze. Make sure you, you know, if you're a dude, put the toilet seat back down. But chances are, I mean, I feel like around the holidays is when that happens the least. Like when men have less of a problem, I guess, getting in trouble. I guess it wouldn't really be getting in trouble, but not. Yeah, well, I'll just stick with that. Not getting in trouble for leaving the seat up. Because I feel like most dudes are sitting down during the holidays because we just shove our fat faces full of way too much food and then you throw booze and then not enough sleep and any caffeine and all that fun stuff. And then you're just the boom, boom town and not even the fun one where it happens in the bedroom. I'm talking like toilet destruction, porcelain throne. You are the king of that mountain. But going with that stupid ass segue, I recently saw that a toilet paper company, I wish I would have looked at. I mean, believe me, I've looked at the toilet paper. Not after. That's weird. So I could say what brand it was. It might be Charmin. I'm not quite sure. They just came out with a new revolutionary toilet paper that, I mean, the material is the same. Nothing has really changed, which I feel like there's too many options. Like, just give us like the normal, like good shit, right? We don't want that, you know, public park thin paper. What are you doing? Hey, what are you looking at me for? Well, at least she's in here and I know that she's not getting into trouble. What? But the thing is, now there's like things in here that she could maybe like knock over. Yes, hi. What? Yeah. Oh. What was I saying? The toilet paper. So they came out with this revolutionary thing. It has nothing to do with the materials of it, but they, instead of having like where you tear, right? The straight line that everyone knows. And I mean, I don't know if girls do it too, but I don't know. You always try and instead of like reaching over with two hands and ripping it, right? Do you always do like the, you grab it and sometimes it's because it's like too far away. Like sometimes I think it's not a big pet peeve. I don't even know if it's enough to call it a pet peeve, but like you go to a bathroom, whether it's a hotel or a friend's house, in-laws, I mean, it could even be your own home. And like, you have to like completely do like a 180 to like grab the toilet paper. And that like forces you to have to try and like, I guess you know, it's the same kind of thing with the just regular paper towels. You know, you're always trying to do it in like that one, but it net, like, I would say, I don't know, cause I'm a boss at it. I'm still like, I would probably average maybe 6 to 7 out of 10. But you know, sometimes I feel like it's when you most need it the most, when you most need it the most, great. When you need it the most, it just rips and there's like, either it rips into the next one or there's a hanging piece off and it's just frustrating. Maybe that's some like OCD shit. I don't really know. But anyways, they came out with, instead of the straight perforated edge, whatever, they, or the tear line, they came up with this thing for like scalloped edges. If you want to look at like what scalloped is, like what, how can I, let's see here. Can I look up what is a scalloped edge? Or maybe I can look, well, let's look up scalloped edge. I mean, there's scalloped potatoes. I know what it is, and I always think about potatoes, but scalloped edges, what is a scalloped edge? Scalloped technique is a series of convex curves, commonly at the edge of a piece of fabric that looks, what the hell? That they said fabric. Anyways, just look up scalloped toilet paper. Toilet seat. Jesus. Charmin. Yeah. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear. So instead of the straight line, it goes once, of course. At first, when I heard this, I was driving to work and it was on the radio and the, you know, they were talking about like, oh my gosh, like kind of making fun of it. And I guess, you know, it makes sense to make fun of it. Because it's like, it's toilet paper. Like, why does it need to change? Don't fix something if it's not broken. It's been around for so long with just the straight line across that you tear it. Why change anything now? It makes no sense. Like, are we really running out of things to do? And, it, you know, I didn't really think much of it. And then I saw it at the grocery store. And I was like, I was like, okay. Well, you know what? I'm just going to buy it and see what's, you know, what the fuss is about, which realistically, there's no fuss about it. I heard it once on the radio. They were talking about it and it's like, you know, not making a huge deal of it. It was kind of a, oh, this is stupid, but maybe kind of cool. And well, the first time testing it out, shit, I got to say they were on to something. Like, and this is so funny to even like talk about. And it's so like literally stupid. And I guess it's not literally stupid. I think it's just the fact that I'm talking about this right now. It's like, that's where my life in this podcast has come to, is me talking about how new Charmin Ultra Soft has easy tear scalloped edges. But I got to say, it did not disappoint. It was so just, like without even really trying. Like I think the first one I did, I went for the like your standard one hand, trying to like just do it as, you know, you normally do. I mean, I'm 31 years old, so I've had like, I don't know, when do you think the first time, if I'm 31, and if you're 31, obviously use your own age, but like, when do you think the first time that you wiped your own ass? Not 30 years of it. I can't imagine it, I would be like 2 years old wiping my own butt. I don't know. Anyways, we'll just say. I don't. That's weird. I have to. Mom, do you remember? Anyways, I've had a lot of practice with toilet paper, and I know what's what, you know. So I just kind of went, tink, and I was like, okay, that was nice. And then the second time, I kind of did it like just kind of nonchalant, and dude, that stuff is great. I suggest it. I don't know if it's any more expensive. Hold on, hey. I gotta see what my dog's doing. Well, I'm not moving from the chair. Hey, what are you doing? What is that? Hey, come here. I think she has a beanie. What do you got? Come here. Hey. She's just staring at me. She's like, you are not gonna get up. Come here. She's such a little shit. Oh my God. I love her to death, but oh my God. At first she was standing like almost on top of the back of the couch. And now I can just see right above her nose, just her eyes. And she knows that she's not supposed to have what she has, which I think is a beanie. Anyways, as long as she's right there, or if like I can see her tossing shit around. I don't know. You make it difficult to do this. I think, did my voice just kind of crack? I hope, honestly, I wouldn't mind if my voice cracked a little bit because I feel like that means there's hope to like grow. Like, give me half an inch. Like, I would like to say I'm 5'10". I don't know if that's accurate or not, but like, you know, 5'10", you know, and a half. The closer you can get me to 6 foot, I'd be sick. So like the voice cracked, which I think it was. Which it wasn't, but what? Okay, now you're coming in here. What are you doing? You see the camera? You see the camera? You know you're not supposed to have that, right? Jeez. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I'm trying to record something. If you would look at the camera, it would be amazing and tell people hi. That's why I feel like I need another camera right here. Or I guess I could just do it with my phone. Screw it. Anyways, I lost steam on that. Why is that something I'm saying? I don't think I've remembered the last time I was like, oh, look, lost steam, gaining steam, steam. Why am I starting to say it now? Hey, Aspen. If you're going to make an appearance, all right, girl? Don't go back to that beanie. I don't know what it is or whose it is. It's probably mine, and it's probably one that I don't want to get messed up, but Charmin Ultra Soft, the Easy Tear Scalloped Edge. If you see it, I would recommend you get it. I don't know. And if you don't like it, blame me. I'm not going to pay you, reimburse you for it. But it's one of those where it's like, it just makes it so much easier. So why not? Like I said, I don't know the price difference up here. So like for, this is Amazon. Charmin Ultra Soft Cushiony Touch Toilet Paper 18 Family Mega Rolls with the Smooth Tear. Yeah, the 18 count is $28. I don't know what the standard one is, but yeah, I don't know. Do it. It was fun. And I felt like that was a good segue from, you know, talking about Thanksgiving and just too much food consumption and people just needing to use the restroom. So I just thought I'd put you on one and make sure you got that good TP because no one wants bad TP. I've never like full on judged someone for having bad toilet paper. Like maybe if it was like a close friend and we were already like cracking jokes, I'd be like, dude, your toilet paper is terrible. It's shit. But definitely like if I go to a place like, hey, like, just make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom at this place because you're going to need like 20 squares to equivalent to like two or three of your standard ply, which that's, I feel like another conversation is like, what's the proper amount of squares to use? Is it two? Is it three? Accidentally a fourth because you just got, you know, too carried away, or it's just a real bad situation. I think it's also key to know the toilet situation. If you have a good toilet, you don't have to like be super careful. But sometimes like there's some toilets you're like, this is not going to go well at all for anyone. We're in this for the long haul. This is going to take a long time because you're just going to have to use one. And that's not fun because you don't want that thing to tear on you. real quick, I just wanted to shout out something that I recently did for, well, I didn't do it for them. But on my channel, I have the Hot Ones Season 22 challenge. Sorry, I'm just bringing it up again. I was stoked on that. And then Heatonist, they saw my video and my social posts and they sent me the collaboration they have with Stranger Things / Netflix. And they made a three sauce pack. And I did a review channel. I did a review on this channel of those. So make sure to check that out. And obviously, if you're listening, the same thing I said earlier, check out the YouTube links in the show notes, all that fun stuff. And if you're interested in the hot sauce, I mean, it's a great thing for a gift. It wasn't too spicy. I mean, the Hellfire Club one, that was spicy, but I mean, it wasn't too bad. I actually really enjoyed it. I think I might have used it 2 days ago on just like a normal thing of food. So it was good. So check that out. All that stuff is in the show notes. Something, I don't know if I'm doing it now or it happened before, but a quick link so you can watch that if you'd like. So there's another thing that what was it? Oh, okay. So I don't know if you saw it, but Snoop Dogg apparently, he put out a tweet or something about him basically quitting smoke, right? Oh, here she comes again. Hello. How you doing? How you doing? You're so pretty. You too. he posted something that was like, I'm quitting smoke, yada, yada, yada. And people were just kind of like going crazy because they're like, that is like, besides Snoop Dogg being, you know, a hip hop rap artist and doing all the stuff with Martha Stewart, part of his identity is smoking weed. So when people saw that, like, oh no, he's quitting smoke, it's like, what has this world come to? The fact that Snoop Dogg is not going to smoke weed anymore. I was like, hey, like, I get it. Like, to each their own. I don't know why now is the time that you decided to do that. But hey, if that's what you choose to do, you do you, boo, right? And then a couple of days after I saw that, I forget when this was. This was a few days ago when he posted that. It might have been for like a Black Friday post, but basically he trolled everyone. Same with the company who was kind of tag teamed with him. But basically he did that to then later on almost add to the tweet, which then was more of an ad. I almost had to burp. And I held it back and that was very uncomfortable. I hate that. Ooh. But he collaborated with Uni. Not Uni. Sorry. I've had my eye on either. Well, I want a Traeger grill and then I want one of those Uni pizza ovens. Not Uni. But if you have an Uni, I'm jealous of you. But Solo Stove. There we go. Solo Stove, the smokeless fire pits. So I thought that was pretty clever. I mean, I don't know if that. I mean, I'm sure it drove people to go buy one of those Solo Stove smokeless fire pits because of Snoop Dogg, but maybe also just because it's Black Friday and people already had that on their list of what they wanted. So to me, it was like, I guess, I mean, maybe if you like included like a special deal beyond Black Friday, which then it kind of defeats the point of maybe for like a specific model. Like that would have been sick if they came out with like a custom Solo Stove, one of those things that was like a specific color or had like a design that was Snoop Dogg, like collaborated, like it maybe has like an etching of his signature, some color. I don't know. Like that would have been cool. Like I would, I mean, if I didn't already have a smokeless fire pit, I would have been interested. And I don't even have one from Solo Stove. I have one from, I think it's called like Blue Ridge Outdoors. I think it's pretty sick. Granted, we've only used it once and I did spend a little extra for, like it has, I mean, it's made out of, like, I don't know what kind of metal, but it has it carved out the Sharks logo. And behind that, there's like a plate that is teal. So it looks like the logo and it's pretty sick. It's, I don't know, it's like a foot, maybe a little less than like a foot and a half. We'll just call a foot and a half by a foot and a half, I guess. That little circular thing, like all of them you kind of see. Matte black, which is kind of, I think, why, I don't know, matte black just looks sick. But I feel like that was an opportunity missed by, not Uni, why am I, oh my gosh. Oh, I think that was an opportunity missed by Solo Stove to not further collaborate with Snoop. But then again, Snoop's doing fine. He got his pay. He still smokes weed, which is great for him. You know, he didn't quit the smoke, just the smoke from a fire from Solo Stove. I almost wanted to say Uni. And I don't know why I'm so obsessed with the Unis. Like, I would really love to have one. And it would cost me, like, at least $300 to $400 because that you need to get the pizza spatula of whatever. You know, I don't even have a pizza cutter, so a pizza cutter. And then you got to get all the freaking things to make the pizzas. Granted, I know you don't have to just make pizzas with it, so that's cool. Like, that would be something that, I mean, drives me towards getting it more, you know, like peach cobbler. I don't know why just peach cobbler, but freaking pizookies. If you don't know what a pizookie is, go check it out. It's basically just a cookie, you know, baked in a cast iron. That's essentially it, I think. I could be wrong. It's from a restaurant that I know in Northern California, or maybe just California in general. I'm not sure if it's across the US. I'm not quite sure. It's called BJ's. Yeah, pizookie. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that you can cook in there, but recently I just made pizza in the oven in a cast iron. And I don't know. I was really stoked and it tasted great. Okay. And it tasted great. It looked better. Or no, it tasted good and it looked great. How about that? That's better. But there was a little struggle. Apparently, like it didn't cook the bottom enough, which is weird because like when I first put the dough into the cast iron before putting in the oven, I turned on the stove and was cooking it, and I cooked it till it was bubbling a little bit. So maybe I should have cooked it to bubble a little bit more before dumping the sauce. And I don't know. It kind of turned me off from wanting an Uni for now, at least. I'm sure I'll circle around and just want to spend more money. But it was like, damn it. Like, I can't even. And it was in there for a long time. So I was like, how can I not even cook this pizza in a cast iron, which retains heat like no one's business? And I can't do that. I did, because I had to, like, we started eating and like, this is not fully cooked. So I had to put it back in there after it was all cut, which is probably why it didn't take as long the second time when we put it back in, because it was cooked already or cut already. So that was frustrating. It was like, dude, do I really want to spend like $300 to $400 on a thing that most of the time is going to cook pizza? And of course, I know it's a little bit different because, I mean, the temperature you put with that is so much higher. In the oven, I was at 500 degrees. So like a big difference. I mean, I think you put that Uni pizza oven to like 900 degrees or something. Apparently, I think it takes like 9 to 10 minutes to cook the pizza. Basically enough for you to cook, you know, to put one side in, or you put it in and then halfway through flip it and then you're done. So like you almost need to be there the entire time. Whereas the oven, I put it in there and like, quote unquote, you know, like forgot, set it and forget it sort of deal. And then until the alarm goes off. So it'll be a different thing when I do eventually get an Uni. Maybe one day when that does happen, I will let you know. Maybe I'll do a review. I will say though, with this YouTube channel, I'm still trying to kind of figure out the route, because I know I'm doing the podcast filmed, you know, as I've been doing for the last, you know, handful. And then I did the Stranger Things, the hot sauce from Heatness. I did a review on that. And then previously before, as I've mentioned, if you know, and if you're new to, maybe this is your first one watching, I first made this YouTube channel to like do reaction videos to music. And who knows, maybe I'll do a little bit more here and there for fun, but like maybe just call them like reviews. I don't know, not reactions. I don't really know. But like I'd like to continue doing like the reviews of maybe products, some foods. Like maybe I'll get the hot ones, the Hot Pockets that they do. I don't want to do too many of the hot ones things too soon, because I don't want to feel like I'm kissing their ass, you know? But if you have like a hot sauce or a food, or I mean, I might look around my house and like maybe find a product or so that I could like do a review on. I just don't want to force it. So if you do have maybe like a song / music video, maybe even a beer, if you like beer, it could be whiskey. I guess any other alcohol, foods, you know, all that stuff. If you have an idea that you'd like to see me do like a review on, just leave it in the comments. And again, if you're listening, bring it over to the YouTubes and hit me up there. Bruh. Okay. How much time have I been doing this? I gotta say, I need to get a new chair. That's for damn sure. Dude, you know what another thing is I need to do? I need to not have glasses. It's so annoying. I really am. I think especially like the last month, I've really like not liked glasses. It's a pain in the ass, dude. And now they're kind of getting scratched up. And now I have to like make a separate appointment to get my eyes situated to be fitted for contacts, which then in turn makes me have to spend more money. It's ridiculous. But it would be nice. Like I do have some prescription sunglasses now, which I don't know why I've waited this long to do it, but I mean that is very nice. Especially because it's gonna start snowing here. You know, that blinding white snow is gonna just destroy me. But it would just be, I have like four other pairs of sunglasses that are sick. They're like, they're great. Like two of them are Spies, one are Oakley's. I think maybe just three. Oh, one's the Hundreds, that company, the Hundreds. So I have some cool sunnies, but I can't wear them because if I wear them, I can't see shit. So it would be nice to, you know, not just have one pair of sunglasses that are prescription. That's all I can wear. And I don't know. It's just so annoying. It's just a pain in my butt. I know I was trying to find out what time it is on the thing, but I can't see that far. And that's not even that far. That's like 8 feet away. Granted, the thing is really small, like tiny, tiny, tiny. I'm just trying to see if I don't even know. I don't know. It's going to be a short one. Do I have anything else to say? Probably not, other than I just hope that you all have had a great Thanksgiving, all that fun stuff. Christmas is around the corner, if you even celebrate that. So happy holidays to all of you. I think I'm just going to close this one out. I don't want to push it and start saying some more stupid shit that I haven't already said and then go into a realm of like, what are you talking about? And also the Sharks game is on and I love hockey and I have some beers. So I think I'm going to do that. I think that's the plan. All right, cool. Well, yeah. Like and subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will, I'll catch you next time. Peace.
Day Podcast. Podcast.